you know what I like for breakfast? A bit of Ben and Marv.
Almost like an organised opening. Da, 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 da.
But no one's listening.
That's the beauty of it, isn't it? Yeah, that's the great news.
Saying that,
right,
though,
let's kick things off,
know,
Ben. I've got a feature.
What?
Let's get things going.
Bullseye.
Let's get things going. All right, let's do Bullseye. Fine, okay, throw that at me. Let's have a look, see what's available in the Shindig Prize Gallery this week, shall we? In one, dry your eyes, mate. It's your own mother's tears. In... That's music's changed. In two... It's all over the place. This is distracting. In two, am I only up to number two? It's a calculator. In three, oh, is that fireworks? It's a lighter for kids. In four, oh, I've broken my leg. It's a four-week stay at the NHS. In five, is that your mum? Is that my mum? Here's a catalogue of photos. In seven, am I up to seven? This is the same joke as two. It's a jokes book. And Bully's special prize, I've no bloody idea. I've come this far and I give up.
Canal barge?
Damn it, a canal barge. Of course, I should have said canal barge, Ben. It just, I didn't... I'd done pretty well by that point. I especially liked prize number seven. That was my favourite bit.
Because everyone thought you were going to say calculator.
Everyone thought I was going to say calculator, Ben.
But you didn't.
In six, boobless. It's an upside-down calculator.
Before we forget, should we do Pete's email now?
Yes, that's a good idea, Ben. Let's do Pete's email now.
So, let me introduce this.
Please.
So, last week, we let you down, Pete. We weren't here. We put on a good repeat from 2013, but we...
The one where Ben looked gaunt.
But we just weren't here. So to make up for it, Marv has gone back into the archive of our email account and found an email you sent for last week's show.
9 days ago. 9 days ago, the great Pete Radcliffe got in touch, Ben. Let me tell you what he said. Oh, Ben, he says. Ben. You are so pretty, Ben. You've got a voice like an angel, he says, Ben. When you speak, doves cry. That's what Pete says. Oh, no, wait, here's Pete's email here, sorry. Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for last week's shindig, which was, as always, very entertaining. Even as a Man United fan born and bred, I must admit I found the MUFC quiz a tad challenging.
Well, so, it was difficult.
So don't feel bad, Marv. You say that now, Ben. Last week you were all over me for not knowing bloody, you know, people from the 60s.
Some of them were a bit easier.
Some of them, but I got those ones. So don't feel bad, Marv, about some of your answers. Thanks, Pete. I have to say, the question pertaining to HRH King Eric's leadership of the French Beach football team was news to me. Funnily enough, this revelation coincided with the news that HRH has applied to the English FA for the job of managing our, he's putting quotes, national football team.
Well, at time of recording, I think Big Sam's got it.
He got it?
Cantona's going to stay as self-confessed commissioner of football.
Great news for the world of football, Ben, as far as any of us are concerned. You may see where I'm going with this, Pete says. I feel that King Eric has realised what many football fans within these shores have been aware of for decades. England will never win the Eurovision Football Contest or World Corrupt Cup.
True.
I suspect that Eric the Wise is going to transform the English national game by switching Wembley's hallowed turf for the sandy beaches of Skegness. Good point, Pete. What, gentlemen, do you think to this inspirational piece of lateral and innovative thinking? Remember, lads, you heard it here first. YIMFC.
You heard it.
No, YIMFC. You're in my favourite cabinet.
Boom.
Pete.
Like Theresa May's
cabinet. Oh, yeah. That's political. But no, let's address Pete's question first, because that's the only way we're going to carry on communicating with him.
Football in Skegness.
What, gentlemen, do you think to this inspirational piece of lateral and innovative thinking?
I like Cantona's videos that he's putting up on Eurosport. I quite like them.
Okay.
I'd prefer him to stay that way. And I like the fact that Big Sam is going to manage England and transform the way England plays to a good old-fashioned long ball game. We're actually going to play like a pub side, and I quite like that. Do you know what I mean?
I realised the other day this.
Because we're not good at it. We're not good at it. So just play to your strength, lads.
And you know what? It doesn't matter. This is what I realised the other day. Sure, we invented the game, all right? And we've got this big old history of terribly expensive football. But my point is, it doesn't matter, right? Who the next manager is really doesn't matter, because he's probably not going to win a thing, right?
Yeah.
So if he does, wow!
By the way, Wales...
But when you look at all managers, there are very few examples at international level of people that have won it before that have gone on to win it in another club. Because that's what you're looking for. If you're in charge of United or Chelsea or Arsenal or whatever, you want someone that's won stuff before to come to your club so they've got that winning mentality. International level, that's practically impossible. So all you can do is just try different stuff. We'll bring in McLaren for a while, see what that is. We'll introduce Roy Hodgson with a toy lion. Maybe that will work. I don't know. So they've got no options left. They're either left with Alan Enthusiastic Shearer that would go in with all the heart in the world.
I had an idea the other day.
And we'll score all of the goals with our head.
Do you want to hear my idea?
I'd like you to let me finish my point.
It's a good idea, though.
Fine.
Fergie.
Why? Fergie would never have that job.
Funny, though, isn't it? Wouldn't it be funny?
I mean, it would probably be welcomed, Ben. I don't think it'd be funny.
Anyway, back to your point.
Oh, well, that's brilliant. You're taking me off the point completely. Anyway, you try different things. Something might work. It probably won't. It's all right, everyone.
I bet.
I feel sorry for Sam in about 4 years' time when he's going to get sacked. I feel sorry for Sam already. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe he'll be the most successful manager ever at England football since Alf Ramsey. It seems unlikely, doesn't it?
It does.
Seems unlikely.
It does.
Seems unlikely.
It does.
But good luck to Big Sam. You heard it here first.
Thanks for your email, Pete.
Or not first. You are welcome, Ben. That's what he says there at the end. Yeah, thank you very much, Pete, for getting in touch. We really didn't get all the way through your soundtrack, but... Pete Radcliffe! And if you enjoy random shouting over music, up later, a special little feature, Ben, what is it?
We're doing the community guide, man.
Pete Radcliffe! We're doing what, Ben?
The community guide? Pete doesn't know what that is.
What's that, Ben?
Failsworth and Neil Boo, who's sitting at home now listening to us.
Yeah.
They know what the community guide is.
Oh, it's going to be so special bringing it back, isn't it? You excited?
I'm
Pete Radcliffe!
Quite nervous about it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you should be, Ben. It's a very daunting proposal.
Pete Radcliffe!
Thanks for your email, Pete. Really appreciate it. Right.
Ben and Marv at fcumradio.co.uk.
And we are moving through the show, Ben. Here comes the first feature of the morning. Those are all made up so far, Ben. Here's the first thing I've thought about doing with you. We're going to do our... what was it called?
Oh, brilliant.
Not the app of the week. What was it? On a tweet of the week you did, wasn't it? Well, we've not got either of that. This is Marv's product of the week, Ben. You're going to do a live product review.
Okay.
And I don't mean product in the project management sense, when product actually means task.
Can you play the jingle?
Well, you don't have a product of the week jingle.
No, Marv's app of the week. Just change it to product for app.
I mean, you have to ask me to re-record it now.
No. Just play it and speak over it. It's called Marv's App of the Week.
Yeah, I mean, I've just searched for the word app in the catalogue and it's come up with all kinds of... There's applause, there's this one.
Which is what?
It's called Applause 2.
Oh.
I mean, that is a good one. And there's Applause Light 01. Also, because we've got AWP, we've got Rapper's Delight. You know, it's all here, Ben, so... I mean, just give me 1 second. I'm going to refine the search query. App of the... Week jingle, there it is. App of the week jingle. So you just want me to say the word...
Product.
I'd already forgot what we're doing. All right, this is going to be tricky. I don't know how soon it comes in. Marv's product.
App of the week. It's Marv's
product. App. All right, I've got it. Yeah, let's do this better. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You going to do it with me?
Am I?
Yeah, let's do it together. Come on, it's a special then, isn't it? All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Product. Of the week. It's Marv's
product.
Of the week. It's Marv's
product.
Of the week. Remember to download safely.
Smooth, Ben. Very smooth. Very, very smooth. So this is
the one I even know that we...
Well, they listened to the start of it. We're not going to cut that out.
Oh, wow.
So, Ben, I've got a tragic story for you.
Okay.
So, that station approach by Elbow.
Yes? What's your sad story, Marv?
Got a sad story for you, Ben. It's very... How is it app of the week in there? So, sad story, Ben. Sad story. Last Saturday, Ben, I was retiring for the evening, as I do, and I like to... Sometimes watch a little bit of Netflix in bed before I fall asleep, and I went to do that. Couldn't turn the iPad on, Ben.
What's
going on here? I left it charging. Left from last time. I'll reboot it. Oh, the buttons don't seem to be achieving it. Oh, I can see that the screen is changing.
Oh.
But there's nothing working. Took it to Apple Store the next day, Ben.
Don't take it there.
Well, I won't have a conversation with
you. You might as well take it to a news agent who does mobile phone fixing.
They gave me 2 pieces of news, Ben. One, they'd be able to replace that if I'd bought it in Europe. But unfortunately, this is from America.
Oh.
So they can't just replace it.
Why?
Secondly, that law is going to be removed soon because we're leaving the EU. And I feel like if Remain had put that on their posters, like a good 25% of people that voted leave would have gone, what? I'm not going to be able to get another free iPad when this one breaks. No, we're staying. We're staying in the EU. I thought, well, if Apple are leaving Europe, so am I, Ben. So I bought myself a new tablet.
and you're going to do a product review of the Lenovo Yoga.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to tell you anything about this.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to give it
What's
to you.
What's this?
No, it's a new tablet.
Okay.
Right. So you can have a look at this. I'm not going to tell you anything about it, so we're going to see how user-friendly it is.
Okay.
So over to you, Ben.
Because that's the beauty of a iPad.
So it's, talk us through
what
you think.
We're all pretty much...
First impressions.
It's
weighty or, you know, light?
It's weird, isn't it? I mean, is this because it's got a laptop feel to it? It's got to have a keyboard. The left-hand side is a bit heavier than the right-hand side.
So if you look on the back of it, there's like a central bit in that weighty kind of metal bit. If you push that, it kind of then pulls out and you can stand it.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's all right.
So what do you think of that?
That's all right. I like that.
Okay, let's try and turn it on, shall we?
Yeah, I thought that button at the back was... for turning it on.
So you need to find the new on button, Ben. So let's talk us through your process.
Okay, well, I'm trying to find the on button. It's not as clear as it is on a Mac, on an Apple device. That camera moves around. Double tap, no. Tap there, no. Down the bottom end where you'd expect the...
Not on the screen at all. Not on the screen.
Oh, at the top? No.
You're warm.
I'm a warm.
Warmer.
Oh, that.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, right, okay. All right, so I'm in.
Swipe up to begin.
It's very Apple looking, isn't it? Actually, this is terrible already. I don't like it. Okay, so swipe up, you say?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got some numbers, have I?
What have you got there in front of you?
I've got 9 little circles.
So it's a design, Ben. It's a pattern that I've made, which is security.
Right.
Now, I'm going to give you two guesses, Ben. Your two guesses to what you think the pattern might be.
Is it a dice?
Give it a go if you want to draw a dice.
Wrong pattern. Okay.
What did you go for? Was that a dice?
I just went with a square.
You went classic square, yeah. That would make sense, wouldn't it, if I just did a square for my security passcode?
Oh, I thought I had to draw something on it.
You do, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. All right, I'll go with an X then. All right, so, wrong pattern because I can't do an X, can I?
Because you're taking your finger off. Give you one more go.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with a kind of... Oh, no, I didn't want to go that way. Oh, we'll go that way. Wrong pattern.
What did you go with?
I went with, like, an inverted arrow.
Well, Ben, you're going to kick yourself. Watch me do it here. You're going to kick yourself, mate. Watch this. Look at this guy here. Uh-oh.
Oh, I see.
Yeah?
Right. Just I'm not going to tell the listener what you did, but...
Well, unless anyone breaks in and just goes for the Lenovo Yoga.
Which they won't, because it's rubbish.
All right.
Sorry.
Now, I mean, so what's your first impression of the screen?
I don't like the fact the clock is lopsided. It's not in the middle.
Okay.
Let's
go to Google. Go to Google Chrome. See what you think of that.
Okay, go to Google Chrome. Right, I'm in Google Chrome. Okay, get started. Not enjoying this. Right, Chrome. Right, it's a circle in the middle. Right, I've got it. Funner. Okay, right.
Oh, it was a long way around to get to that joke. Long way around. You have to tell people what's going on.
Right, you can beep this out, can't you?
Huh?
You can beep this out. So it's got a brick a penis.
Yeah.
And that's an anagram of something. And apparently the anagram is Ben is a p. You got that time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I leave brick a penis in? Because otherwise people aren't going to be able to know what the anagram is.
Well, I think you've said it twice. We've said it twice now.
That's the rules. Say it twice, it's fine. That's why I got sued a few years ago. Do you remember?
Yes. So is that it?
What do you think of it?
I don't like
it. As a tablet.
You
know, try going around the internet, try typing stuff, you know, see what you think.
Yeah, the radio website, fcmradio.co.uk, comes up fine. Can't complain, Marv, it's just a standard tablet. One thing I will say is it's pretty heavy.
Right.
I mean, I'm holding this with one hand like I would a tablet. And you're already
feeling the strain.
I'm already feeling the strain on these two holding fingers here.
Good for a workout, though, Ben.
What, for fingers?
Finger workout.
I don't want a finger workout.
Why not?
I want to walk around with my iPad pretending, you know, that I'm somehow Jake Humphries.
Pass it back here. How are we going to rate it out of 10?
I'd give it a 6. It's a standard tablet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a standard tablet. I think it's all right so far. What you didn't find, Ben, is that you can invert this all the way around and hang it if you wanted to.
Well, hang it where?
Hey, you could put a nail in the wall and hang it and watch it in your little bed sit, couldn't you? Your council flat. When you haven't got a normal television. Other things that it does, Ben, you'll like this potentially. Let's just go to the old Cameroo. See, you see that there?
Yes.
You can see me. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Look at that. I'm just going to rotate this camera.
Oh, yeah, look. That's impressive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's got a rotating camera, which is a nice touch. I say nice touch. That could be pointless.
Yeah.
Because I could just rotate the tablet. But, you know...
Oh, you could just have two cameras facing opposite directions.
Like. Pointless technology, Ben. Pointless technology.
So there you go.
There you go. That's our product review. I'd give the Lenovo Yoga a 8 out of 10, but I'm giving it an extra point just because it's my first non-Apple product in about 10 years, and I'm very proud of myself.
Well done, Mav.
£150. Maybe I should have told you that before your product review. So the current iPad is £400.
Yes, that is...
£150 for that.
That's all right. So let me give you an insight into the workings here at SCUM Radio Towers. So obviously Swampy's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone to Shanghai. He's having a lovely time. But he's still pivotal in many ways because before he went, he said, Ben, don't worry. I've got the Play of the Season Award trophy sorted. It's in the bag. It's all right. Because last season, he did a good job. You might have seen pictures of the FC Radio Play of the Season Award. It was a hand holding a microphone. It was like brass. It was nice. It was proper Northern. And it was all engraved and stuff. It had like a wooden stand to it. It was nice.
Lovely.
Anyway, this year, he just went, oh, I forgot. So I've had to order two trophies because we're doing a Women's Player of the Year for the first time ever. So we've had to order two trophies and get them shipped out, and they're going to arrive at the FC offices this week. So if anyone is in the Mostyn area this week and wants to give it some kind of welcome to Broadhurst Park, the two awards when they arrive in the building, just be on hand just to give a round of applause as they arrive. Because a lot of work's gone into them arriving.
Yeah.
Before the play, we should say the Player of the Season awards due is next Saturday at the ground.
Who do you think is going to win?
But the radio one, I already know. We voted for it last month.
Are we going to give a little insight?
It's somebody who played a lot of games last season. That's pretty much how we called it, because obviously there was a lot of to-ing and fro-ing. There's a few players who actually played more than 30-odd games, and it's one of them.
Who do you think the kids are going to vote for?
I think we already know. They gave it to Jerome Wright.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
That's a classic choice. Right, welcome to Shindig TV, everybody. Hello.
And there's a camera here, and there's a camera there.
That's right, and radio listeners are going to have to put up with that we've forgotten that you're listening to the show, and we're just going to focus on you good TV people, even though the majority of the TV shows that we're doing now, Ben, aren't making it onto YouTube for people to watch, because I watch them back and go, not good enough. So
good.
We've now got a quality level, which is interesting. Didn't have that last year.
No. And just to say, even the videos we do put out, like our Brexit special a few weeks ago, 68 views at time of recording.
Whoa! Ouch!
It's because, Marv...
We even called that one Brexit. I mean, what are people Googling? Are they still looking for boobs and kittens? Because I will make that song happen, finally.
It's because, Marv, it's the close season and nobody's listening. And furthermore, nobody's watching.
Yeah.
So they're going to come back to that in November and go, oh, God, that was smart.
That was really clever. Mm. Yeah. That's the problem with our humour, Ben. It's ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, what have you got for this week's Shindig TV? Subscribe, comment section, go.
What have I got? The
heat
is on. Tell you what I've got.
The time is right.
The heat is on.
I mean, this is classic theme, isn't it? A long build-up on what is effectively a disappointing song.
And it's interesting we're talking about Brexit, because you get countries like Luxembourg,
Scotland, Netherlands,
Gibraltar,
Northern Ireland,
Guernsey,
Denmark, Wales, she's not Welsh, Luxembourg.
Always someone from Luxembourg. I think there's more people appeared on Going for Gold from Luxembourg than actually live in Luxembourg.
True. Now, I just wanted to listen to a little bit of Henry Kelly so I can just get the voice
in. It's the later rounds, just the catch-up rounds.
Get the voice in for Henry Kelly.
I'm going for gold.
Oh, thank you. Let's jump in
world,
here somewhere.
Which group of plants includes
classic
mushrooms, moles, and tiny...
Which group of plants includes mushrooms, moles...
Don't do it.
No, it's terrible, isn't it? I thought I'd see if I could do it, Ben. We found out I can't. So let's move on with the quiz.
Abort!
So this quiz this week is called the Tory Cabinet Who Am I quiz, Ben. What I'm going to be doing is reading you a series of facts about the new Tory Cabinet, and you're going to guess whenever you're comfortable to say who this is, basically.
And just to say to the viewer at home, we're recording this in the middle of July. At time of recording, this is the Cabinet of the current government at the time.
Good point. I mean, considering how the last month has gone, I mean... Anything could be true by next week. We could have Pudsey as... Oh, no, we already have got him as Foreign Secretary.
Foreign Secretary, yeah.
Never mind. Anyway, so are you ready to play Who Am I?
Yes,
right, question one, Ben. How many points do you want to go for? It's a maximum of 4 points you can go for in each question. How many would you like to go for? Four points.
And just to say, you're going to have the person here, or just here?
I might drop them in, Ben. Yeah. Question one. Who am I? I was the first non-lawyer to serve as Lord Chancellor for 440 years, since the Earl of Shaftesbury.
Is it Graylin?
Ben, do you remember before we started this, I said to you, I wanted you to guess incorrectly.
Oh, until, did I guess right?
Yeah. You kind of ruined the whole function of what is a quiz.
Oh, sorry.
Which is actually, as we both know, entertainment. There's no actual... Right, Ben's opened the wound, all right? This isn't a quiz. This is carefully scripted radio, all right? And Ben has ruined it from the off. Let's try again, Ben. Number one, who am I? I was the first non-lawyer to serve as Lord Chancellor for 440 years since the Earl of Shaftesbury.
Is it Jacob Rees-Mogg?
No, I'll give you clue number two. I've been accused of presenting misleading crime statistics and have been labelled as dodgy by Labour MP Alan Johnson.
Michael Burke.
No, Ben, it's not. No. Number three, I was criticised but not fired for suggesting that B&B owners have a right to turn away gay couples.
Farage.
Ben, no. Your final clue, see if you get it off this. I have a giant eagle tattooed on my back.
Is it Chris Grayling?
It's Chris Grayling. Oh, yeah, of course it is. It's Chris Grayling, yeah. As if you didn't know that from the start of that ruddy question. Question two, Ben. How many points did you go for?
Four?
No, three.
Oh, three.
Three, good. I was born in Rotherham and attended Oakwood Comprehensive School.
Jim Bowen?
It's not Jim Bowen. Oh. Thank you. Thanks for guessing. Number two, I reportedly failed to vote in a critical parliamentary division about military action in Syria as I was having a chat and I missed the bell.
You sure it's not Jim Bowen?
It's definitely not Jim Bowen. We'll give you number three, see if you get it from this. My favourite kind of sandwich is cheese and plums.
Jim Bowen?
It's not Jim Bowen. It's, of course, Justine Greening.
Oh, is it Justine
Greening?
Yeah,
big fan of both cheese and plums and chatting, which is great.
She's new education, is she?
Yes, new education secretary, minister.
Here's an interesting fact, right?
Well, none of those were interesting facts.
No,
you just learned that Justine Greening's favourite kind of sandwich is cheese and plums. That is bizarre, Ben.
I read this on...
You don't even ask me what kind of cheese.
I read this on Facebook. So
double Gloucester.
I read this on Facebook, so it might not necessarily be true.
Double Gloucester. Not even single Gloucester. No one buys single Gloucester anymore.
Justine Greening is the first ever education secretary who went to a comprehensive school.
That's why I put that in there.
Like me and Mav.
That was a fact. I just gave that fact. Oh, you're giving a fact I've just given.
Did you think
I was born in Rotherham and attended Oakwood Comprehensive School?
No, but she's the first ever education secretary to actually have attended a comprehensive.
Sure.
Before that, grammar skills, Eton.
There's now the most number of Tory members, MPs, sorry, that were educated by comprehensive.
Wow.
It's not many, but it's still the most it's ever been.
Good.
Yeah. Number three, Ben. Question number three. How many points would you like to play for?
Two.
Good answer, Ben. Clue number one. Guardian writer George Monbiot once described me as wedded to a set of theories about how the world should be that are impervious to argument, facts, or experience. She was among the first ministers to put her own department on the block in the latest spending review, volunteering massive cuts. She seems determined to dismantle the protections that secure our quality of life, the rules and agencies defending the places and wildlife that we love.
Boris Johnson.
It's not Boris Johnson, no. Question number two. I also like drinking fizzy drinks and trying to burp and fart at the same time.
Is it Patel?
No, it's not Patel, Ben.
Is it Leadsom?
No, it's not Leadsom.
Oh,
it's Liz Truss.
Oh, the pig woman.
The pig woman. Is that how we're going to know her as?
Well, that's what she's known. That's what she's famous for. That donating.
I thought that was Cameron.
No. That's a different type of thing with a pig. She was going on about how much pig is exported around the world.
That the pork line. Yeah. That was a shame. Yeah. Britain likes sending its pork around Europe. Was that what it was?
To China.
That was it. Yeah. Question number four, Ben. How many clues would you like to play for? How many points?
One.
No.
Two.
No.
Three.
3 points. Three. Interesting. Oh, yeah. Clue number one. I am the new Chancellor of the Exchequer.
George Osborne.
It's not George Osborne. Oh. No.
Has he gone?
He's gone, Ben.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea. Yeah.
Question number two. Clue number two. After the 2008 financial crisis, I suggested it just wasn't the bank's fault, but also the lender's fault, as they were consenting adults too and had to accept some of the responsibility.
Oh. I remember, just to go off on a tangent, I remember in the mid-2000s just going into my local Halifax bank and just depositing money, savings, you know, savings, and going, I'd just like to put in this cheque for my nana, it's my birthday yesterday. Oh, happy birthday, Mr. Hughes.
Yeah, that
would you like to take out a mortgage? No, I'm all right. It's a good mortgage. Take it. They would literally, every job of a hat would try and sell you a credit card a mortgage. And behind the person, the cashier, there was a board with targets on, and they run competitions with how many people could sell a mortgage.
Yeah.
And that's not the customer's fault, surely.
Oh, no, it definitely is, Ben. The good news for you is that you're one of the smart adults that he's talking about. The rest of the people, anyone that ever took on a credit card or a mortgage, is basically, what was it he said? I've already lost the point. It was their fault, essentially, the financial crisis of 2008.
Anyway, it's George Bush.
It's not Bush, no. Oh. Clue number three. I labelled same-sex marriage as too controversial.
Am I allowed to guess this now?
Not yet.
Okay. Is
that the ridiculous thing about the Ben? Is that the ridiculous quote?
I thought it was, wasn't it?
No, I mean, that's actually a true one.
Oh, okay.
You'll realise that all the wrong ones have been ridiculous so far.
Is it Count von Count?
It's not Count von Count. It's a great guess. Clue number four. When I eat eggs, I do them raw and then I cry into a bagel.
Is it Richard Hammond's brother, Philip Hammond?
It is little hamster Hammond's brother, Philip
the
Hammond.
The evil one who was brought up in Transylvania.
Yeah, that's the one. Number five, Ben, you ready to carry on?
Yeah.
How many clues would you like to play for? How many points?
Three.
Three is the correct answer. I may have overstated my experience on a CV a little bit. Having said that I was the youngest ever senior executive of Barclays, I also said that I was headhunted from Barclays to establish a new funds management business, which was true, but the company was owned by my brother-in-law.
I know who this is. He's him. Marv.
It's not me. No. Clue number two, I fancied going for Prime Minister, but I grossly misjudged the scrutiny and pressure that would come from the media and public
this way. This is you. We've had these chats already.
Still not me, Ben. Still not me. Clue number three, the final clue. I once went horse riding, except it wasn't a horse. It was a unicorn made of rainbows.
Oh, Angela Leadsom.
It is Angela Leadsom, as you just said. Yeah. Andrea, yeah. Ben. I think that's at least getting a name right.
Who?
Andrea Leadsom.
Not Angela?
It's not Angela.
Oh, God. Of all the publicity she's had over the recent weeks, it's just gone right through me. Not even noticed.
Do you think in
like
a
sunshine,
year,
just sunshine coming through my skin and out the other end?
Quick question for
that's
you.
That's how sunshine works.
In a year, will Leadsom still be in that job?
Oh no, she'll be higher.
Yeah,
I reckon she'll be High Chancellor.
Great news. And the final question for you, Ben. How many points do we have to play for here?
Three,
two. Number one, I suggested that parents are concerned about the rash their child has. They should look it up online and diagnose it themselves, subsequently labelled as potentially fatal by charity Meningitis Now. I caused quite a spot of uproar by suggesting that hospitals were less safe at the weekends. I used dated statistics to supposedly back up my opinions, even though they are entirely irrelevant to the point I'm making. Sometimes I don't even look at the evidence at all. I just make a rash decision.
That goes back to his first sentence, imagine.
I've even written the words, ha ha ha. I sniff the inside of trouser legs before I buy them in a shop, and I like the sound it makes when a bird flies into a closed window.
Is it all the same?
It's all in there now. I got carried away, Ben.
Jeremy Hunt.
It's Jeremy Hunt, yeah. Who knew that about the window?
I didn't know that about the window.
No.
But the other thing to say about Jeremy Hunt is, isn't it disappointing? I mean, joking aside, but he was sacked. And then he wasn't
sacked.
What
did happen there? I mean, I don't...
Every journalist said,
I got texts from lots of excited friends saying, Jeremy Hunt's gone! Yay! And then I looked on the BBC website about half an hour later and it said, Hunt stays.
Three hours it was. From the first tweet saying he's gone by respected journalists, and then he's back again.
So what happened, Ben? Give us an insight. You're down at Westminster every day.
Dirt.
How do you mean?
He's got dirt on someone. Clearly.
How do you read Johnson staying?
Commodore.
Well, do you think he's being purely kept around for comedy value? Right.
Distraction. Look! Big giant baby! Distraction.
There's the whole, you know, enemies, friends close, enemies closer thing.
No, because then you would have kept Michael Gove, wouldn't you?
Well, I still think that if you've
that,
got an enemy...
That was for comedy, that was hilarious.
If you've got an enemy who's just a jester, then just throw them outside.
No,
but if you've got an enemy who is quite cunning, which Boris Johnson is, to be fair... Then you have to keep them quite close.
He never saw Gove coming, though, did he?
He never saw that happening. Never surprised at Boris. Mm. Or maybe this was all part of his plan, because look what's happened as a result.
I'm still
He's
convinced.
Got a promotion.
I'm still convinced that the whole thing is an over-elaborate plan.
All being done by just a couple of people.
Just
drawing
for,
it out.
Just for
you
laughs.
You know what it is?
I think
Winston
the whole...
Churchill. He never died. He's still around. And Tony Blair. Those two sat in a room with a blackboard and some chalk.
I think all it is...
If you...
Hey, Marv... It'll definitely be Rupert Murdoch and Michael Gove's missus in a room just playing around. With a big giant chessboard with various people on it.
And a bowl in the middle with loads of car keys.
Exactly.
All Tony Blair's. Why have you brought so many cars, Tony? Just fancied my chances. No, he wouldn't say that, would he say, I just fancied my chances. When he was back on TV the other week, I'd forgotten about that pause, that weird way of talking, where you don't know if I've ever finished this sentence.
He's pretending to be considered. You know, like Barack Obama does the instead of doing the bit, which Tony Blair believes to be like a kind of failing of consciousness and thinking, he doesn't do anything. Which I think's worse. Dead air is a crime.
Dead air is a crime, Ben. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for joining us for Going for Gold. This has been the Shindig Breakfast Show. I'm Henry Kelly.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
And I'm Doris from Luxembourg.
Well, hello. Good afternoon and welcome, FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, Radio for FC United of Manchester. And this is the Shindig Community.
Just like the community guy, we have everything too loud. Oh, my God.
What?
Get a little bit of... I mean, just...
Is that better?
Very loud. That's that much better.
Is that right? I've never used this mixer
just
before.
Like the old community guide. It's exactly what it was like.
So this is the Shindig Community Guide here on FCUM Radio, where for the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to read you all the relevant community news for you in the Manchester area to get your tea stuck into, to get your feet on pedals to go look at a dog to. That kind of community news.
Great stuff, Ben.
You can get in touch with us, station@fcumradio.co.uk. Twitter @ FCUM Radio.
It's the past. It's back to haunt us. This was even my idea, everyone, and I'm regretting it. I want to scratch my ears off.
Coming up,
Pete. This is what it's normally like. Ben wanted to bring this back as a big normal feature, but we're not going to. Trust me. All right. It's the last time it's going to happen. You've caught with him in 10 minutes, Pete. Oh God. Oh God.
So
what is this? Coronation Street.
It's Crossroads. Everdale? Crossroads.
What is it? EastEnders?
Crossroads.
Ah!
So, coming up, we've got news on events in Alexandra
Listen
Park.
To your voice, you changed.
In Longsight Library, in Chorlton, in St. Anne's Square, in. Where's that? Miles Platin, and North Manchester, of all places, and Oddsall. So, it's all happening here on the Shindig Community Guide here on FCUM Radio with myself, Ben, and him, Marv.
Community Guide. It all comes back. It just comes flooding back. If I remember rightly, Ben, all I offer to this is basically reading out stories in different voices. Is that?
So
it's like Jack and Ori.
If you're Failsworth or the Show With No Name Lads or Neil Boo, and you're expecting the return of Bimini Boo Man or Salford Ian, that's not happening today. We're just easing our way in just to see timings.
Get back and if, in there, Bimini.
Just get to see timings there. And just to see if it can work.
He heard
as
his name.
A 10-minute feature.
You heard the scratches at the door then, didn't you? Because he heard his name. Well, let me out. Easy, Bimini.
So, to start off with, Mav, and this is the one bit where I haven't got any music.
I hear Salford Ian got a job for the Conservative Party.
What as? Their spokesman? Oh, Foreign Secretary.
Foreign Secretary.
Foreign
yeah.
Secretary. So, I've not got any music lined up. Oh, I have got music lined up.
Of course you
So,
are.
We're going to start off with an event that's taking place this coming Monday, people. That's right. So you've not got long to wait for this one, right? This coming Monday, if you can ride a bike, that would be beneficial. But I'm going to hand over to our cycling correspondent now, who's got more details on this particular event.
Thanks, Ben. I'm out riding my bike at the moment, and I'm going around thinking to myself, God, why is it I pay for cycling lessons when I already know how to ride a bike? Well, if you're not like me, everyone, and you don't know how to ride a bike, and you're sick of paying for stuff, why not go for some free cycling lessons? That's right, Ben. Free cycling lessons.
Hey.
They're completely free, Ben. They're happening at Alexandra Park, 180 Russell Street in Whalley Range. That's M16 7JL. I said M16 7JL. And you got to be down there between 9:30 and 2 o'clock for free cycling sessions every Monday in Alexandra Park. That's free cycling lessons every Monday in Alexandra Park. Did I tell you it was free? It's also happening in Alexandra Park. There's two sessions every Monday, Ben. Morning session, happening between 9:30 and 11:30 a.m. Then the afternoon session, Ben, for the...
They don't have time for a break, do they, the old instructors?
Oh, no time, Ben. They go all the way through, 12 till 2 p.m.
Hang on.
Bikes and equipment will be provided. What? Who's bringing all those bikes to the park, and how do they know how many to bring? How do they know? Well, they're just going to
Bring 20 bikes in the hope that 20 people turn up? What happens if only 3 turn up? They've brought 17 bikes for no good reason, Ben.
So this is an event taking place at Alexandra Park.
Can you imagine taking 17 bikes somewhere and going, well, what a waste of time.
In the former rough area of Whalley Range, now known as North Charlton.
Yay!
Monday, 9:30 a.m. at Alexandra Park.
You also got access to the community room for a hot drink, a warm-up, and a chat at the end of each session. Sounds like therapy.
So there you go. That's the first one done. I thought that worked out quite well.
Not even used any voices yet, Ben.
No, I'm not going to, Marv. The next event is taking place on Tuesday, and it involves writing. And then I wrapped my brain and thought, what kind of bed music can I use for
this
writing?
Why are you doing the community guide like this? This is like behind the scenes of the community guide.
It's an introduction.
Previously, you used to just go, you know, and speaking of bikes.
Because we're reintroducing it, so we've got to explain to the new Shindig listeners.
You've not done any of your short finished songs either.
It'll happen.
Oh, God.
So,
I'm not doing it.
So on Tuesday,
it's the greatest song that's ever been written.
And I'm not kidding. It is. It's the greatest song that's ever been written. But I can't listen to it anymore because I went through a phase of 2 years, 4 years maybe, where Ben played this every week. And for some reason, I listened to it when he wasn't there. It makes no sense. But then if you listen, it's the greatest song that's ever been written. Forget about your Arcade Fires. Forget about your White Stripeses. Forget about your Radioheads. Forget about your Led Zeppelins and your bloody...
Marv, let's get to the news.
Shut up, Ben. Forget about your Kylie Minogue.
It's for the kids, this one.
The greatest song ever written.
At Longsight Library, which if you've ever been to, is a dead futuristic building in Longsight. It sticks out like a sore thumb. Young Identity, this is called. It's totally free at Longsight Library on Tuesday, 5:45, while 7:45. For writers...
How northern are you?
For aspiring writers, poets, and MCs. What's MC stand for?
Huh?
MC.
Master of Ceremony, Ben. Why are you laughing? That's the correct answer.
The workshop is in writing and performances, and that's for between 13 and 25-year-olds.
All level of experience is welcome. And for more information, check out the Youth Identity website, or as they call it, the Youth Identity website. Reese. That's... Do you want to clarify the spelling of Reese?
Or email reese@cultureworld.org. That's Reese, R-E-E-C-E.
@cultureworld.org.
See, there you go. It's back. It's back.
I do like a .org, Ben. It feels like it comes with a sense of authority.
Next, we've got a bit of walking going on, Marv, and that's taking place at Miles Platting, of all places. And it's the Miles Platting Plodders.
Or eat me, love.
And that's taking place this Wednesday, 10:15 while 12:15.
I'm going to take you on a walk. You listen to me.
It's free.
I'm going to show you the hills.
There might be a lunch charge applied.
I'm going to pack you a picnic like you've never had before in your life.
Fancy a gentle health walk to get you moving, fit, make new friends, and see some interesting mouse plotting. Interesting
sexy
places. Then this is definitely for you. We meet at Trinity Methodist Church.
Where?
Trinity Methodist Church.
Got it.
That's Butler Street in Ancoats. Or they meet in Piccadilly Gardens.
What do you mean, or? Well, I mean, is this like a test? Right at the beginning of the day, you have to decide which one you're going to go for. And if they're not
there... That's a big walk, that.
Exactly, right? If they're not there, you have to go, well... It's been nice to get out of the flat. I'll go home and go back to bed.
Full details and walk programmes are available from Diane. That's at 01612053851. That's 01612053851.
Or you can email diane.aronwich@ageukmanchester.org. No, Ben, you're reading it wrong. It's Agiok.
Agiokmanchester.org.uk. Oh, they've got a Facebook page. That's at facebook.com/ageukopenshaw.
Now, Ben, have you noticed at the top of that story, it says that it's free?
Yes.
And what does it say after that in brackets?
Lunch charge may apply.
Well, that's not free.
Yeah, no, but you might not want lunch.
Oh, then it's free.
Moving along, North Manchester Age Friendly Summer Festival is taking place throughout July, and that's...
I mean, this is when you're putting staying out for the summer by Dodgy. I mean, that's
I'd hit the north, thing. But yeah, that would have been better.
Yeah.
Do you want me to put Hit the North on?
Whatever.
Midway through Hit the North.
Sure.
There we go. So...
I mean, that's practically silent now. You're going from extreme to extreme. Hit the North!
So this event is taking place across...
A fortnight festival this year.
Go on, then.
It's a real focus on enjoying life and being happy. Oh, yeah. We can all get a bit fed up with being told what to do. Ben, put that water down and get back on the radio.
Sorry.
We can all be a bit fed up and told how to live our lives. Ben, stop being such a loser.
Oh, okay.
But taking the best care of ourselves, especially in later life, Ben, like yourself, can be important. So we want to try and make that as fun as possible. Quick quiz for you, Ben. Who's older, you or I?
You are, Matt.
But who looks older, you or I?
I look older.
That's right, Ben. Inside your festival guide, just like inside your mind, you'll find lots of information about activities happening all across...
the North.
We introduced...
Hit them off.
It's been such a long time. We just dropped right back into it, haven't we?
Yeah. Hey? You can get involved.
All I need is a beer and a curry, are 3 years ago.
You can get involved across North Manchester by visiting facebook.com/ this is confusing, NTHMCR
Craft.
No, it's not.
It's not, you're right.
AFNP
Craft Network. NTHM, which stands for Northern... Nuthmucker.
Well, they've gone with North Manchester Network, but they've done it in such a...
What's the AF for?
Age friendly.
That is a ridiculous.
So have a look at that. Moving along, Oddsall Festival, Marv. What do you know about Oddsall?
It's so traditional, Ben. That's what I like about it.
What in particular?
The community, Ben. And the festival, it's so traditional there, my love. I don't know what to make of it, but... if you do know what to make of it, or you want to...
I don't like this music. It's too slow-paced. Let me just pick something else.
I quite like the...
I'll pick this instead. Right. Go on.
Oh, no. For fans of FC Live, from about a year and a half, 2 years ago, to 6 years ago, over that period, Ben had this song playing. Please stop it, because I'm gonna smother something. Ben had that song playing every time the feed dropped out, and he had no idea how annoying it was because he was never having to listen to it. But hundreds of Mancunians every time threw something out the window. It's like a cat, a glove, a bottle of water, an expensive camera, you know, a signpost of Eric Cantona, whatever, Ben.
So, Oddsall Festival, traditional community festival.
It's a dog show!
Wait,
yay!
Wait. Oh. With loads of free fun activities for the family. Bouncing castles,
not bouncing castles, just to be clear.
Oh, sorry. Bouncy castles.
That's better, yeah.
More than one bouncy castle, by the way. Face painting, refreshments. That's more than one refreshment, by the way.
Yeah.
Games, sports, and a live music stage. Plus, from 1:30, there'll be the Oddsall... Now, 1:30. From 1:30, there'll be the Oddsall Dog Show.
What?
With a huge basket full of doggy prizes for each category.
Really? What are the categories, Ben?
Best dog.
Yeah.
Best dog on a lead.
Good.
Best stray dog.
Straight dog?
Stray.
Oh, got it, right.
And best dog from another borough of Salford.
You're forgetting about biggest dog, smallest dog, tallest dog.
Smelliest dog.
Smelliest dog.
Wettest dog.
Wettest dog. And, of course, where's the dog? It's my favourite category, that one.
So that's taking place at the Oddsall
and
Festival.
And the winner of Where's That Dog is... we have no idea.
12 noon this Saturday at Oddsall Park in that there Oddsall. www.friendsofoddsallparks.org.
Oddsall. And that's not all about dogs, Ben.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Let me get this last one because this is the last news story.
And finally... are we doing that bit? Is it and finally?
Oh, God. Crossroads.
Because, I mean, that's how you know if this is the last one.
So, that is the end of the Shindig Community Guide.
Not
for,
quite the end,
wait,
Ben.
Let me do my catchphrase. So, that is the end of the Shindig Community
Guide.
Good
afternoon. Good evening.
Not that catchphrase, another one. I've got several. That has been the end of the Community Guide. We hope you've enjoyed this particular section of the Shindig. If you did enjoy it, get in touch and let us know. But if you didn't enjoy it... no, we're not ready yet. But there's still enough time to give you our final piece of news. And it's an event taking place this Sunday. If one dog show this weekend wasn't enough...
it's not enough.
Sunday the 24th of July. Something else is happening. And finally,
the Dogs in Salford Festival. You want to see a dog in Salford? That's right. Dogs don't breed in Salford, and scientists for years have asked themselves why. Most people think it's because they can't pronounce Holland, when actually it's a lot closer than they can pronounce other places like Oxford and Cambridge and Yom. So that scientific research didn't really stand up to anything. Anyway, getting back to the point, join the dog wardens at Clifton Country Park on Sunday the 24th of July for this year's Dogs in Salford Festival.
Email address. Get to it.
Easy, Ben. Last year, we hosted our very first festival, which was a huge success in bringing awkwardness to mistreated dogs. Nope, awareness to mistreated dogs in Salford and raising money for Rochdale Dog Rescue. Check out the photos from the Dogs in Salford Festival, Ben.
Okay.
How do they look?
Good.
Starting from 11 a.m. and finishing at 3 p.m, what a day! This year's festival will include a dog competition, agility course, free microchipping, rescue stalls, as well as fun activities including bounty castles, face painting and balloon modelling. Wait a second. Those activities, Ben, sound incredibly similar to what was happening also at Oddsall Dog Festival.
I think something's happening.
Except Salford are throwing in free microchipping, Ben.
I think Clifton and Oddsall are going to war.
The dog competition, Ben, will consist of 6 categories.
Yes.
Costing £1 to enter each category. The categories are... Waggiest tail. Didn't come up with that. Best handler under 12 years old. Prettiest girl.
Handsome boy. Best scruff.
Thank you very
I'd
much.
Win that.
Yeah, you would win best
Golden
scruff.
Older.
That's for me. For dogs 7 years and older. I mean, that is a sad category, isn't it?
It's on the way out category. Anyway, for more information...
An Alsatian that can't stand up. Has been carried around by his owner. Give it to him, because he's had a long life. He could do with a little purr.
11 till 3 o'clock at Clifton Country Park. For more information, you can email rangers@salford.gov.uk. And that's the end of the community guide. Marv, back over here now.
Huh?
Because we need to do the media review. Quick.
Oh.
Quick. Come on. Quick.
You say quick, but...
Quick. We've got 6 minutes.
So, there you go.
It's like you've never seen a desk before. You've moved all kinds of things around. You've got fat fingers, is that what it is?
Can you do me an introduction for the media review?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is the... This is just what it was like listening to FC Live. Oh, FC are playing very well. They're doing And it's 1-0 to Salford. 2-0. 2-1. Roderick Giggs has been sent off. It was like that. It was ridiculous. Anyway, Ben's media review. Go.
Breaking news. Len Goodman has less Strictly Come Dancing.
Boom, Ben. That's massive news. You can't just throw that at me.
Grenades.
I wasn't expecting
there you go.
That,
it's a Goodman grenade.
No, Ben. I'm not ready for it.
So he's gone.
God.
He's gone. What are we going to do?
Well, carry on without him because he was not as good as everyone enjoyed him.
John Whittingdale has been sacked as Cultural Secretary. That
See
means
you, John.
He's no
Is that
longer...
why Len's gone?
I think they might be linked. By the way, am I all right doing it this fast?
I don't care how fast you do it.
Well, how long have we got left?
Oh, so to be honest, I've forgotten I was still in charge. 5 minutes.
Oh, let's get it done then.
Yeah.
Paul,
let's get it done. Let's get this show finished, shall we?
One of the biggest newspapers who... Wait, what? We're not there yet, are we?
Yeah, we're fine. It's just my closing music, Ben.
I'm going to talk...
How dare you sit back in the chair? You sit back in the chair for 1 10-minute sequence. And you're already telling me how to run the bloody show. I want an apology.
Sorry.
An on-air apology. Mean it.
I'm sorry.
Karen, with your media news. Everyone else, I'm sorry I have to listen to that.
One of the newspapers who were heavy for Brexit, Marv, was the Daily Mail. And their share price...
Well, that's the end of the Shindig Breakfast
their
Show. Thank you very much for listening, Ben.
Taken a right beating.
Oh, yeah? Wow, what's happened?
It's just gone... Woo!
Curses.
Apparently, they're expecting a 15% drop next year in readers. Sherlock Series 4 is underway. They've had some pictures released, which is good. One of them involves Benedict Cumberbatch on his one knee with a trusty hound next to him.
Get in.
Top Gear is not going to have Chris Evans anymore. He's resigned.
Yeah, I saw that.
Ronaldo got injured in the Euro final and then came back as the manager. That was very impressive.
Yeah, the best thing about the final was the moths.
Everywhere.
I love that. Someone left the stadium lights on overnight and no one noticed. No one noticed that the stadium lights were still on. They locked up the front door. Have I forgotten anything? Why is it so bright? I don't know. It must be a big moon out. And all the moths came.
And they never left.
And they had a discussion beforehand about they're trying to get rid of them before the game starts. But there was no, like, child catcher with a big net. That's the way to do it.
He-Man and the Master of the Universe is coming back.
Did you see the size of them? They were massive.
Move on. He-Man and the Master of the Universe is coming back.
As a musical?
No, as a cartoon. The Night Manager series 2, The Night Manager is brilliant, but apparently the second series isn't going to happen unless John Le Carre says, all right, you can make that.
Okay, fine.
Robot Wars is coming back. What did you think of the new robots? Because I thought they looked rubbish.
Well, I think they're the same. They're still Matilda and Big Hands and Fat Face.
And Jonathan Pierce.
And Jonathan Pierce, yeah. Who's presenting Robot Wars? Craig Charles?
No, the Irish comedian.
Dermot Monaghan?
No, the actual comedian, not the one who isn't funny.
Ed Byrne?
No, the one from Mock the Week. And lastly, ITV will switch off all its channels for a whole hour to get you active during Sports Day. That's taking place on Saturday, August the 27th. ITV and the National Lottery are joining forces, and they're going to turn off every single ITV channel for 1 hour. And it's like, but nobody would be watching them anyway. So what's the point?
Yeah, right.
It's like, you're going to have to turn off the other channels as well, like the BBC and Sky, before anyone goes.
Whoa. All you're going to do is flick over if they were on that anyway.
Which they wouldn't have been.
Yeah, brilliant decision, ITV. Also, can we do a shout out for Colin Murray, please?
Oh, yes. Congratulations to Colin Murray. You've done the right thing.
I mean, not just that. It's not just doing the right thing, is it? It's actually having the balls to do it and like, so being so prominent about why he's doing it. He's not just walked away and said, I'm resigning, or, you know, things haven't worked out, blah, blah, I'm finishing my series or whatever. He's been very clear about why he's done it. And just well done, Colin Murray, because that is not an easy thing to do.
So for those who don't know, he's left TalkSport because TalkSport has been bought by News International, and he's...
And let that be a lesson to you, News International, because if you come sniffing around FCUM radio, the shindig is no more.
Well, we'll talk.
No, Ben.
We'll talk to them.
No, we won't talk.
No.
We'll talk to them,
well,
Ben.
Just to see what they've got to say. Don't rule it out, Mav.
Who are you?
Well, you know.
Who are you?
It's good for the goose.
Which goose?
Snowy.
Showing no name.
Snowy.
Showing no name's goose. It's good for him. How is it good for that goose?
Well, What is a gander?
It's a collection of geese.
That's a gaggle. Isn't it?
You've been listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show, where
gaggle?
Collective nouns
a
are
gaggle,
priority.
A gaggle,
thank
gaggle
you for listening,
geese.
In, Chairman. It's Ben and Marv here on the Shindig Breakfast Show. What do you think of the community guide?
Well, I think it might have been a bit car crash, but I think it might be worth it. I don't think it was very informative.
No, it was rubbish, you're right.